Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again.
One of the great folk rock artists of the rock era, Joni Mitchell. And this is one of her signature songs, one of four or five. Remember Cut Down the Trees or Put Up a Parking Lot? That's always the one that's sort of stuck in my craw with her. A lot of really good protest songs, because she was from that era and there was so much of it on the radio. Hers was among the best, I think. We talked a couple of weeks ago about her status. She's not I think she's 71, 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there. Probably Kenny can check that for me. She's not an older person, but she's had a tough... She's elected to live life, as some would say, to the fullest. I would say she has lived life recklessly. Her life has been full of booze and drugs and all kinds of things that were bad for her. So she is now in a position to find, as she gets close to the end of her life, that maybe she might have made different choices. That can be said for a lot of people who do things and then at the end of the line think, my God, why did I do all of that? As a court filing suggests that she is unconscious and unable to make medical decisions for herself. Kenny doesn't think that that is true, as I recall in our conversation earlier.
According to her website, Leslie Morris, who is the longtime friend, posted, contrary to rumors circulating on the internet today, Joni is not in a coma. Joni is still in the hospital, but she comprehends, she's alert, and she has her full senses.
Mm-hmm.
A full recovery is expected.
Yeah, what did she go in for initially, Kenny? Do you remember?
They haven't said. They have never said.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a heart condition, which would make sense, circulatory, some kind of problem that is symptomatic of people who abuse drugs and alcohol and stuff as they grow up. All you gotta, this is not judgmental, please don't take it that way, but if you look at her face carefully and you go back through her career, look at her teeth, and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you look carefully at this woman's extremities, you can see that she has been abusive of herself. But does that take away from the quality of her music? No. It just, it underscores the choices. We all make choices about our lives and what we want to do. She's had an interesting life. When she was a teenager, she had a thing with Mick Jagger, and that sort of brought her into the fold. Then she was one of the favored kids, I guess. I don't know. I was his favorite children. But he had an affair with her for quite a while. I think she went through the band, didn't she? Do you remember, Kenny?
With any luck.
Well, I don't know about that. Do you think that's sexy?
I hadn't heard that.
What
depends
is there
on who's
about
in
these?
The band.
No.
Well, if it's the Stones.
Yeah, but what's sexy about those skinny, ugly guys that must reek of pot all the time any more than Rod Stewart is sexy? What is there that people think? What?
And Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are pretty hot still.
Ugh.
But the talent is really it. I mean, if you just saw a guy kind of looking like that walking through the mall, you'd probably not be interested.
No, you're right about that. But then I'm not their target audience. I am their target audience for the music, but not for who they target after the music. A story of sort of business reality in the music business. Jay-Z has a number of people in his stable that he's trying to represent exclusively to get the downloads and everybody make a little more money.
He launched a new streaming service called Tidal.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a little bit of a war between Apple's Beats Music, which is a streaming service, and Jay-Z's streaming service. And there are sources that are saying that Apple is playing dirty pool with releasing the app. So, for example, the app for Jay-Z's service, it took a long time for Apple to approve it and release it. And they're saying that that they're doing that on purpose. They're also saying that Rihanna released a song exclusively on Jay-Z's service, and that Apple, in revenge, screwed up and mismanaged the release of it and made it hard to find.
Let's hear it from Big Business in America. Hip hip hooray, 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute in Amon Town.
Stephen Mann, Wiley, Texas. Just bought a new bike. We'll go down to Rick Fairless's Stroker there in Dallas.
The TV show.
That is where they film the reality show. Yeah.
Stroker's Dallas, a great place to go today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute bought a bike from Rick Fairless.
I actually bought it from Rick, and they were interviewing Rick on TV, and Kim didn't know that they were doing it, and she walked right by the camera. And Rick goes, "You didn't see that camera?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Well, it looks like you're going to be on TV, dude."
Rick lost the show.
Even though the show's canceled, he still is real active in bike runs and rallies and supporting just local bikers. Give them a place to go and a place to come cool off, place to get a beer or whatever, and it's a great place to go.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice. Life is a dance. Passion is your partner.
So when you're looking for an opportunity, don't follow your passion. Lead it.
You lead by finding the 1-2-3 rhythm in the song.
First, proficiencies. What comes easy for you that others find difficult?
Second, people. Look for people with a problem that intersects with your passions and proficiencies. But that's not quite enough. You need one more thing.
Third, profit. You need a solution to their problem for which they will gladly pay. And you make money. Money makes the dance fun.
So lead your passions to find an opportunity that becomes a giving companion. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.